Are you going somewhere, Ellen? Are you going home?
Yes, to my long home, my last home.
No, no, Helen!
I stopped distressed. While I tried to devour my tears, a fit of coughing seized Helen. It did not, however, wake the nurse. When it was over, she lay some minutes exhausted. Then she whispered,
Jane, your little feet are bare. Lie down and cover yourself with my quilt.
I did so. She put her arm over me, and I nestled close to her. After a long silence, she resumed, still whispering,
I'm very happy, Jane. And when you hear that I am dead, you must be sure and not grieve. There's nothing to grieve about. We all must die one day, and the illness which is removing me is not painful. It is gentle and gradual. My mind is at rest. I leave no one to regret me much. I have only a father, and he is lately married, and will not miss me. By dying young, I shall escape great sufferings. I had not qualities or talents to make my way very well in the world. I should have been continually at fault.
But where are you going to, Ellen? Can you see? Do you know?
I believe. I have faith. I'm going to God.
Where is God? What is God?
My Maker and yours, who will never destroy what he created. I rely implicitly on his power and confide wholly in his goodness. I count the hours till that eventful one arrives which shall restore me to him, reveal him to me.
You're sure, then, Helen, that there is such a place as heaven, that our souls can get to it when we die?
I'm sure there is a future state. I believe God is good. I can resign my immortal part to him without any misgiving. God is my father. God is my friend. I love him. I believe he loves me.